suggest some ways of approaching walking meditation that you have found fruitful. Do the themes and frames of Anapanasati apply, for example? Is this an adaptable, useful structure? Okay. Yeah, actually I haven't talked at all about, or hardly anything at all about walking meditation this retreat. Especially for the forest tradition, Ajahn Chah, the walking meditation, you know, forms a pretty large part of the practice. Oftentimes it's fairly evenly balanced. Some monastics, some teachers, the walking meditation is the primary mode of meditation, and sitting they tend to do it less sometimes. But in terms of approaches, of course, the grounding awareness in the body itself, the presence, the mindfulness, being rooted in the body, that has being able to pay attention to movement and keep anchoring in touch and sensation, the general feeling of the body, that's really helpful. And one of the things that, like, bringing awareness and attention kind of down lower. I mean, our minds tend to go up into thought, into conjecture, into speculation. So that bringing awareness and attention back down into the sensation of touch, feet. There's an anchoring that's quite natural there. Sometimes, if one uses and one can definitely use that structure of the mindfulness of breathing, both in terms of, say, using the breath while one is walking, which would mean walking a bit slower so that the breath becomes more, and so that and one can walk, you know, quite slow, and let that the breath be kind of a primary object. So I've sometimes done walking meditation where it's like breathing in, lifting the foot, and breathing out, setting the foot down. So that becomes quite a slow walk, and the breath is the how do you say the anchor or the driver of the walking then, and then then one can use that whole Anapanasati structure to do that. Oftentimes, I haven't really pursued it that much in terms of the whole structure, but you know, there's no reason why one couldn't. But certainly, as a using the breath really the focus of the mind, the mind settling, and the attention becoming very steady. And walking in conjunction with the breath, I found very the stability of the mind gets, you know, the mind gets very sharp very quickly. Walking and using say a mantra, very common in Thailand, in the sense like that. The forest tradition using the Buddho practice, so that so one step Buddho, Buddho, so that one's using that the mantra, using a phrase, and then it's tethered to the sensation of walking, and it helps to keep the mind from getting dispersed and getting discursive. So there's quite a few different ways of approaching and using techniques in conjunction with the walking.